Tēnā koe, good morning, this is Wātea News. With most of the country filling in census forms yesterday, the Associate Minister of Statistics is confident census workers will be able to reach Māori in cyclone-hit areas over the next few weeks. Mika Whaitiri says census teams will remain on the ground in those areas, boosted by Māori-led teams in Tai Tokoro, Tai Rāwhiti and Te Whanau Apanui in the Eastern Bay of Plenty.
They're using their internal channels to again promote census, their own people to get their own to participate in census 2023. So that's a marked difference to what we did in 2018. So locally led initiatives by iwi in those regions who know their own people.
Mika Whaitiri says the government wants to avoid a repeat of the Māori undercount in the 2018 census, which created problems for funding services for Māori. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says the iwi needs a lot of government help to rebuild from Cyclone Gabrielle and build future resilience. He says the damage in Hawke's Bay from the cyclone and its associated flooding will run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. Māori horticultural businesses have been decimated, and there are many hundreds of uninsured whānau who face uncertainty over rebuilding costs, if they can even live in their former homes again.
We need surveyors, assessors supporting our communities. And then there will be the resilience stage, and that's about building safe communities and potentially removing some communities to safer ground.
Baden Barber, he says there was a housing crisis even before the cyclone, and now it's far worse. Whanganui iwi have unveiled plans to develop a wellbeing hub on the former UCOL Polytechnic site. Te Puna Hapori Governance Group co-chair Ken Meir says it will provide a range of whānau-centric community and wellbeing services. A police hub and courthouse are also planned. Rangahaua Marae is in the northern corner of the site on the edge of the town centre. Work has begun to remove or demolish a number of existing buildings, with construction set to start later in the year. And an expert in traditional Māori knowledge says the ancestors would have been alerted to recent severe weather events. Rangi Mā Tāmua, Massey University's Professor of Mātauranga Māori, says without anything from the accuracy of Met Service forecasters, there were signs something big was coming.
No, there was the big lunar halos leading into the cyclone. There was a scintillation of the stars. There was all of these signs that were happening, so you knew a storm was coming in. But wow, what a storm it was.
Rangi Mā Tāmua, who's a nominee for the Kiwi Bank New Zealander of the Year, says the season markers are getting harder to read, possibly because of the impact of climate change. But the fact the cicadas are about 8 weeks late could indicate a warm autumn. And te hoa mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.